I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. If legislative elections in Haiti don't take place 10 days from now, political collapse is likely. The prime minister's resignation last week failed to pacify crowds of protesters in Port-au-Prince. Bill Passons of AMG International says it's not entirely surprising.
It's like the same thing over and over again. People come in with lots of promises and not much changes. And after a period of time, they say, we got to have change again. But the extreme poverty and the instability seem to always be the constants there.
Passons expects governmental changes to affect AMG's ministry eventually. Pray for AMG to be able to share the solid truth of Jesus in this unstable country. Next, good news just arrived for a team fighting AIDS in the Democratic Republic of Congo. AIDS Awareness is a church-based program run by a missionary serving with Africa Inland Mission. Their work in the community has multiple facets, and it all opens doors to talk about Christ. Recently, the AMG missionary learned a new source of funding will keep the program going. They're praising God for this development, and you can too when you get the full report at our website. And it's been a full but satisfying December for a medical missions team serving with Vision Beyond Borders. Spent the past couple of weeks in Southeast Asia caring for refugees and delivering Bibles to closed countries. As the team heads home this week, VBB's Diane Romaine is asking you to pray for a couple of things.
Pray that God would continue to work his perfect plans in each of their lives to draw them closer to him and to his purposes. And then for the church overseas, just for his continued protection for them and that they will just continue to shine their light in the midst of the darkness.
Mission Network News is a daily service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the Vision Beyond Borders 2015 calendar free. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to the missionnetworknews.org website and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.